USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A tornado in Hale County, Alabama has destroyed many homes, killed at least one person, and three are critically injured. Gloria Doss and her family own several homes and properties there.
I was very terrified. I was actually in the doctor's office and had to leave. I was very terrified.
The winter storm that's moving across the country brought snow and ice and power outages from Dallas to Little Rock. President Biden is claiming success after a counterterrorism operation, which was carried out in northwest Syria, killed a top leader in the Islamic State.
Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
The president said the choice was made to send in special forces.
We made this choice to minimize civilian casualties.
This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden visiting a city that's still mourning the deaths of two police officers. He said that the federal government will do more to help fight gun violence. He added, the plan is a team effort to work more closely with communities and the police department. So far this year, six police officers in New York City have been shot.
It's enough. Enough is enough, because we know we can do things about this, but for the resistance we're getting from some sectors of the government and the Congress and the state legislatures and the organizational structures out there.
Biden was visiting NYPD headquarters along with the U.S. Attorney General. He visited a school that's working with community programs to reduce violence. Much of the federal plan is working at expanding efforts that are already underway, including a major crackdown on gun trafficking between states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Fraud charges have gotten one state senator expelled.
A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through, essentially, a procedural lynching in this body.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's some new security rules being put into place before the big final matchup between the Bengals and the Rams.
The FAA is declaring the airspace around SoFi Stadium in Southern California a no-drone zone ahead of the Super Bowl. The temporary flight restriction lasts from 2:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. on February 13th, covering airspace within roughly 35 miles of the stadium and up to an altitude of 18,000 feet. Within a mile of the stadium and up to 3,000 feet, the regulation goes into effect at 10 a.m. Those who defy the rule could face a fine of up to $30,000 and criminal charges, potentially even having the drone confiscated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.